Hosea 14:9. Whosoever is wise, let him understand these things. Whosoever is discerning, let him know them. For the ways of the Lord are right, and the upright walk in them, but transgressors stumble in them. I'm going to pray for 1 Peter 2:24 through 25. Father, we thank you for your Son, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. Amen. And we're going to actually go to 106, a psalm of praise, because we don't have 105, which is what's on there.
Oh, Yahweh.
Teach. God gives us grace that we don't forget his word. Important lesson to learn for sure. We're going to sing just the first section down to the line, and we'll save from 16 onward on Psalm 105. So we're just going to read and sing 10 to 15. And then we'll stop where the line is, and we'll save that for after the message today. And we're going to sing it to the tune of Dunlap's Creek, so we'll hum that. Genesis. We'll just continue that in the law and the gospel, doing the same with the book of Luke, John, and all the rest. So that's the way we're going to continue doing things. So.
We're reading the whole chapter of Numbers 11.
Yeah, Numbers 11, the whole chapter. We'll go through responsibly, and then we will. There's not really a good place to break that chapter up. It's pretty much. What needs to be read entirely. Actually, I'm wrong. We're on 13. We are not on 11. So that was incorrectly put there too, because the last thing we did was Miriam turning the leper into a leper. So that's incorrect, I'm pretty sure. And so when we get to in 13, not 11. I'm sorry, so that's wrong in the pamphlet. When we get to the tribes of Israel, just because of the names of the Hebrew, I'll read through all of the names of the tribes, and then we'll pick back up responsibly after that, or else we'll be stumbling over names and pronunciations and stuff like that. That just doesn't work. So let's start with Numbers 13, verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying,
Send out men, that they may search the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel, of every tribe of their fathers, shall ye send a man, everyone
among them. And Moses, by the commandment of the Lord, sent them from the wilderness of Paran. All those men were heads of the children of Israel. And these were the names of the tribe of Reuben: Shemua, the son of Zakur. Of the tribe of Simeon, Shaphat, the son of Hori. Of the tribe of Judah, Caleb, the son of Jephunneh. Of the tribe of Issachar, Egal, the son of Joseph. Of the tribe of Ephraim, Oshea, the son of Nun. Of the tribe of Benjamin, Haltai, the son of Raphu. Of the tribe of Zebulun, Gideel, the son of Saudi. Of the tribe of Joseph, namely of the tribe of Manasseh, Gadi, the son of Susi. Of the tribe of Dan, Amiel, the son of Gamali. Of the tribe of Asher, Sether, the son of Michael. Of the tribe of Naphtali, Nahabi, of the son of Naphsi. Of the tribe of Gad, Gul, the son of Machai.
These are the names of the men which Moses sent to spy out the land. And Moses called Hoshea, the son of Nun, Joshua.
And Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan, and said unto them, Get you up this way southward, and go up into the mountain,
and see the land, what it is, and the people that dwell therein, whether they be strong or weak, few or many.
And what the land is that they may dwell in, whether it be good or bad, or what cities they be that they dwell in, whether in tents or in strongholds.
And what the land is, whether it be fat or lean, whether there be wood therein or not, and be ye of good courage, and bring out the fruit of the land. And now the time was the time of the first ripe grapes.
So they went up, and they searched the land from the wilderness of Zin unto Rehob, as men come to Hamath.
And they ascended by the south, and came unto Hebron, where Ahiman, Sheshai, and Talmai, the children of Anath, were. Now Hebron was built 7 years before Zoan in Egypt.
And they came unto the brook of Eshcol, and they cut down from thence a branch with one cluster of grapes, and they bare it between two upon a staff. And they brought of the pomegranates and of the figs.
The place was called the brook of Eshcol because of the cluster of grapes which the children of Israel cut down from thence.
And they returned from searching of the land after 40 days.
And they went and came to Moses and Aaron, and to all the congregation of the children of Israel, unto the wilderness of Paran, to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them, and unto the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land.
And they told him, and they said, We came unto the land whither thou sent us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it.
Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great, and moreover we saw the children of Anak there.
The Amalekites dwelt in the land of the south, and the Hittites, and the Jebusites, and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea, and by the coast of Jordan.
And Caleb stilled the people before Moses, and said, Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it.
But the men that went up with him said, We be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we.
And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, The land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature.
And there we saw the giants, the son of Anak, which came of the giants. And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight. Sad situation. All right, so we're going to the book of Luke also. I'm going to be reading Luke 21, 1 through 28. Brother Christian is going to read that to us.
All right, so verses.
If you're able.
Yeah, I think I'm able to. All right. So Luke chapter 21, verses 1 through 28. And he looked up and saw the rich men casting their gifts into the treasury. And he saw also a certain poor widow casting in thither 2 mites. And he said, Of a truth I say unto you, that this poor widow has cast in more than they all. For all these have had of their abundance cast in unto the offerings of God. But she of her penury has cast in all the living that she had. And as some spake of the temple, how it was adorned with goodly stones and gifts, he said, As for these things which you behold, the days will come in which there shall not be left one stone upon another, that shall not be thrown down. And they asked him, saying, Master, but when shall these things be? And what sign will there be when these things shall come to pass? And he said, Take heed that ye be not deceived, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and the time draweth near. Go ye not therefore after them. For when ye shall hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified, for these things must first come to pass, but the end is not by and by. Then said he unto them, Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in divers places, and famines, and pestilences, and fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you, and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues, and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers, for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts, not to meditate before what ye shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolk and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. For there shall not an hair of your head perish. In your patience possess ye your souls. And when ye shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. Then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of it depart out, and let not them that are in the countries enter thereinto. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck, in those days. For there shall be a great distress in the land, and wrath upon this people. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles, until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations, with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then they shall see the Son of Man coming in a cloud, with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draws nigh.
There is an interesting thing to notice in our readings today, though, and in the Psalms that we read. A lot of the Psalms had to do with Israel being given the land of Canaan and conquesting it, and then we read about that first time in the failure, and then we're reading about the end, where God chose in the days of vengeance to destroy Jerusalem and to remove the people from it. And so there is definitely something to be thought of all the readings that we went through today and the way that they correspond one to another. But we are going to go to the book of 1 Peter, and we're going to go back to the Bible study that we have been having and have jumped over for a few weeks now on account of the feast and the Day of Atonement and all the things that we've been focusing on. And we're going to go back to that Bible study and finish the book of 1 Peter.
Yeah.
break the staff of bread. But yet he stands up and before, by whom they should be fed. E'en Joseph, whom unnaturally sell for a slave did they, whose feet with fetters they did hurt, and he in irons lay. Until the time that his word came to give him liberty, the word and purpose of the Lord did him in prison try. Then sent the king and did command that he in large should be. He that the people's ruler was, did suit to set him free. A lord to rule his family, he raised him as most fit. To him of all that he possessed, he did the charge commit. That he might at his pleasure bind the princes of the land, and he might teach his senators wisdom to understand.
That's a really touching psalm. You think about Joseph from that angle. That God prepared him and set him up so that he can save his family like that. I don't think I've thought about it that way, so I'm thankful for that song. Well, we're going to go through one more section of Romans, catechistically. So Romans 10:1. Got a new printer, and so I don't know what happened here. Totally flipped everything on the wrong side, but whatever. So this is Israel's righteousness by faith. This is the second part. Romans 10:1, there's a lot of principles that will come out of this, I think. If you pay attention, you'll gain a lot. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge.
For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, and going about to establish their unrighteousness,
they have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God.
For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth.
How does Moses describe the righteousness which is of the law?
That the man which doeth those things shall live by them.
But how speaks the righteousness which is of faith?
Say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring up Christ again from the dead.
What saith it?
The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart.
That is the word of faith which is preached.
That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart we believe it unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made of salvation.
For what saith the Scripture?
Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed.
That is the scripture we just read out of Peter as well. At the very end. So, we're going to go to 1 John for our confession of sin and fellowship today. So 1 John, and stick your finger in the Ten Commandments as usual, which is going to be from Exodus chapter 20, starting at 3. Or you can stick your pamphlet in there, which makes it easier.
For 1 John what?
1 John. First one, chapter 1. I'm sorry, chapter 1. The usual ones that we use. Get me. So we're
just going to read all of chapter 1, and we will go down to verse 5, and then we'll continue from 6 to 10. So half the chapter is. So 1 John, we'll say it all together. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father, and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him, and we walk in darkness, we lie, and we do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sins. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us.
Let's go to Exodus chapter 20 for the reading of the Ten Commandments.
Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me, and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor an ox, nor an ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's.
Go back to 1 John.
My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And hereby we do know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know that we are in him.
Dear Father, we do thank you for another day that has gone by. Thank you for life and breath, and thank you for food and just for clothing and a warm shelter. We just thank you for all that, God, and the many blessings that you give us every single day. God, what we heard, what you spoke through your apostle Peter, please help us to take this to heart. Just dealing with, at least in our day and age, employer and employee relationships and husband and wife relationships. God, just help us in all those areas. Help us to obey those commandments and to take them very seriously. And Lord, just help us to live by your word and not just to read it, but to keep it in our minds and to do them constantly, God. And to love them as well. And give us joy in obeying your commandments. And let us have the joy of you, Father, and be have such a great contentment in you and your holy commandments, God. And Lord God, as we're entering into this new moon period, we thank you so much for it. Thank you that the heavens are consistent, God, and they bear testimony of you and your holy calendar. And so I just bless your name for this this convocation of Sabbath and of new moon. And Lord, thank you for this food that we're about to eat, fruit of the earth. I ask that you bless it, help us nourish our bodies, give us safe travels home today, God. And just help us have a good time tomorrow and convocation and everything. And Lord, as we're entering into this winter season, just help us to be thankful, even though sometimes it's going to be cold and gray. Just help us to be thankful and grateful for all the seasons and that you have a purpose for all of them, God. Help us to meditate on you during those times and help us with work and all the other things that we're going to be doing, God. We need your help so much, Lord. Please help us. Help us not become prideful, but constantly rely on you and fear you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.